This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. State Department is urging all Americans in the vicinity of Afghanistan's Kabul airport to leave that area immediately because of a specific credible threat. The warning early Sunday morning says U.S. citizens should avoid traveling to the airport and avoid all airport gates at this time. It specifically noted the South Airport Circle Gate, the new Ministry of the Interior, and the gate near the petrol station on the northwest side of the airport. A suicide bombing at the airport on Thursday killed at least 169 Afghans and 13 U.S. service members. As the U.S. rushes to evacuate Americans and allies from Afghanistan, a growing number of Republicans are questioning why the U.S. should take Afghan citizens who aided Americans. It's further exacerbating divides within the party heading into next year's midterm elections. Former U.S. President Donald Trump and some of his followers in recent days have turned to warning of the alleged dangers posed by the those desperately trying to flee their country. Still others, including Republican governors, are saying that they're taking a different stance, welcoming refugees to their states and working to help those trying to flee. Forecasters warned residents along the northern Gulf of Mexico coast to rush preparations ahead of an intensifying Hurricane Ida, which is expected to bring winds as high as 130 miles per hour, a life-threatening storm surge and flooding rain when it slams ashore in Louisiana on Sunday. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A new report from Russia's state statistics agency shows the country recorded a record number of deaths in July of people infected with coronavirus. The report from the agency said more than 50,000 people suffering from COVID-19 died during the month, sharply higher than a previous record of more than 44,000 in December. However, the agency said in the report that only about 39,000 deaths were directly attributed to the disease. Several hundred migrants, including many children, headed north from the near Mexico's border with Guatemala on Saturday, hoping to reach the U.S., but Mexican security forces dispersed the group several hours later. About 300 Haitians, Cubans, and Central Americans set out on foot from one town, and a few hundred more migrants joined in as the walk progressed. After about 8 hours, they passed through an immigration checkpoint without problems, but then National Guard troops in riot gear blocked their way. As the heavy rain fell, some of the migrants were arrested while others eluded capture and kept heading north. Hundreds of Hamas-backed activists on Saturday launched what they said was the first in a series of nighttime protests along the Israeli border, throwing explosives toward Israeli forces who responded with live fire. Organizers said the gatherings, which are to continue throughout the week, were meant to step up pressure on Israel to ease a crippling economic blockade on the Gaza Strip. Israel and Egypt have maintained the blockade since Hamas, a group sworn to Israel's destruction, seized control of Gaza in 2007, a year after it won Palestinian elections. The blockade, which restricts the movement of goods and people in and out of Gaza, has ravaged the territory's economy. Thousands marched and rallied in Washington Saturday to demand protections for voting rights, aiming to pressure lawmakers to pass legislation to counter a wave of ballot restrictions in Republican-led states. Held on the anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s historic 1963 March on Washington, organizers of the March on for Washington and Voting Rights say the state-level moves to curb voting access disproportionately impact people of color. In Washington, marchers held the Black Lives Matter flags and signs called for federal legislation to protect voting rights. Large crowds marched from McPherson Square near the White House to the final meeting point at the National Mall, where King gave his iconic I Have a Dream speech 58 years ago. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.